Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live. Only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome to the Bowhunter Chronicles 5-Minute Fix. Weekly quick-to-the-point episodes of tips, tricks, reviews, and rants. Your 5-minute time limit starts now. All right, today what we're going to talk about is adjustable sights. So keeping in with the Total Archery Challenge conversation, a lot of guys are asking always about sights. It's like, what sight do I buy? Should I get a single pin? Should I get a multi-pin? And I think it was 20 years ago I bought my first HHA optimizer. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. It was the kind where it had the tape, like a blank tape on the back, and you just wrote your own yardages. Maybe it came with sight tapes, but eventually we ended up just using a piece of masking tape and marking off each of the things like you would, trying to figure out which sight was which distance was which. And that was cool until I saw like the wheeled sights, and I was like, that is the way to go. So the first real sight that I bought was the HHA Optimizer Lite, with a wheel, with the adjustment. Well, cool thing about the wheeled ones is at least from HHA is you can swap out the wheel. So, you can have two different setups, say for like a tack arrow and then a hunting arrow, which is really great. And with some of the other higher end sights, and I didn't even realize this until recently, that there are metal sight tapes on some of the other sights where you can do the exact same thing and the plate just comes off instead of having to redo a stick or redo a sight, all that, or have a separate bow set up for the Total Archery Challenge. But when you look at it, some of those prices on the sights are just incredible. So, I mean, the dialed sights are $500. Some of the spot hogs are up there. Some of the HHA, like I think their top rise sight is in the $500-$600 range. So it can be a big, tough pill to swallow. And then you're like, am I just getting a single pin or am I getting a multi-pin slider? And so we've gone down that road. Right now I'm currently shooting multi-pin sliders for, hunting. When we went out elk hunting, we decided that we wanted a multi-pin for, that off chance we knew that we were going to try to call them in, it was going to be 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever. And then we had that bottom pin as a slider. Well, this can come back and bite you the same way that a single pin can bite you. So for a hunting situation, that single pin, that adjustable pin, you have to be able to adjust it on the fly. And then if that deer walks in or something, you don't have that backup for, you know, I've shot over the back of deer because I ranged them, sat my pin, didn't get the shot, walked in, you know, you make a great shot and just watch it sail right over their back. So a downfall of like a single pin slider like that, that's something that can happen. But with a multi-pin slider, one of the things I gave my bow to my brother-in-law, Chris, multi-pin slider, set up at the bottom pin. Well, like, so on my bow, my personal bow, that multi-pin slider, bottom pin is adjustable. Well, to get it to go 20, 30, 40, 50, bottom pin was actually 55. I have to set my wheel at 55, and then if I want to adjust, like let's say I'm shooting indoor league like I am now, and I adjust it up to, I want to shoot 20, I have to move the wheel to 20, but then I use the top pin and not the bottom pin. My brother-in-law did the exact opposite of that, had it set at 20, went 20, 30, 40, when it was supposed to be set at 40 for 20, 30, 40, and shot right underneath the biggest buck of his life because he didn't know his equipment. So for these types of shoots, you got to consider like, A, what do you want to spend in a sight? Some good options. You know, if you don't know, like Redline has a single pin slider with the wheel, with the tapes, with everything for like $130. You can pick up one of that Optimizer light, Kingpin light, you can find on eBay for, you know, like $100, $150, where you're getting these higher end sights for a fraction of the cost. Actually, the one my brother-in-law missed with was a Spot Hog I got off of Archery Talk for a fraction of the cost of a new one. They're like $300. So those are just a couple of things to think about when you're trying to say, okay, do I want a sight for the Total Archery Challenge or for hunting or both? Both have their ups and downs as far as multi-pin and single pin. In the Total Archery Challenge situation, if you are going to set up a bow specifically for that, I like the single pin option, or you can do like John does and buy a separate scope, but that's a whole nother discussion for another day. We're out of time, so thanks for listening. Let me know what your thoughts are. Single pin, multi-pin, two bows, two sights. As always, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Catch you next time.